We are One Sentara, the future of healthcare today.
Jonathan, great to have you. How are you doing today?
Thank you, David. Great to be here. I am doing well. Thank you.
So, Jonathan, your official title is Manager of Analytics Services, and you focus on nursing analytics. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So how did you get to this role? What brought you here?
So to get to this role, it took many years of nursing, to be honest. I started off, I'll go into that. I started off as an emergency room nurse, so ED nurse, bedside. Worked my way up the administrative ladder to management positions, then to director positions, and eventually to a CNO position of an acute care psychiatric hospital.
I did not know that. You were a CNO.
Yes.
Cool.
So that was my dream job at that time. Did that for a while, and especially through COVID. It's a pretty tough position in the hospital, long hours, long days, and realized, you know, that my passion for nursing really didn't align too much with the CNO position.
So you were a CNO in a psychiatric hospital during COVID.
Yes.
That sounds intense.
Very intense, especially when it's a 24-hour unit, you know, so where the patients live there while they're there.
And you're on call probably all the time.
On call 24/7, 7 days a week.
So like obviously CNO is a hugely important job. Like You're coordinating all this stuff. Yeah. You're making a huge difference, but you wanted that like person to person, nurse to patient.
Kind of getting back into that, not so close back to bedside, but right. Still being able to work with the nurses more hands-on or more closely and helping to make some of those decisions and improving the processes that contribute to the hospital.
Okay, so then what was your next step after CNO?
So after CNO, I went back to the hospital. What was in the hospital? I went to travel nursing. Helping out, being a travel nurse for a year and getting to see a lot of different systems and hospitals that were underserved and needed help. So that was very eye-opening as well.
Yeah. What kind of stuff did you see?
Well, a lot of hospitals just were really understaffed, especially during COVID and coming out of COVID at that time, but severely understaffed and just needing a lot of help to get patient care. So I was a director of nurses and nurse manager at that time. So I kind of came down a few steps on the rung of the ladder there, but it got me back into seeing the patients on a daily basis, meeting the family members, hearing the concerns. And now with my experience as CNO and policies and stuff like that, I was able to really help, you know, make a difference of what I could on my unit and kind of share that information with the other nurses.
Okay, cool. And then how'd you get from there to like research and analytics?
Yeah, so working at the bedside and hearing the concerns of the patients and the nurses that I work with, really, it really got me into process improvement and wanting to help patient outcomes and hospital outcomes as well. So that got me more into thinking about data and how we can get into research and really drive evidence-based projects that make a difference at the bedside and implement it. So it was really nice to see that some of the hospitals where I was at, where the nurses were doing research, how their research really impacted the patient, you know, in a short amount of time.
Did you have like one project that really lit the spark and got you going?
So two projects, I could say two projects that come to mind would be there's one that was called the Zenden study, and that was focused on, you know, having a space for nurses to go to when they needed to kind of calm down or cool down from an emotional experience or just kind of needed to relax, you know, from the chaotic day. Because depending on where you work, it's very chaotic, especially in the ED. You're getting patient after patient. There's some critical patients. You know, there's a lot of emotion there if someone passes with family members. So you're really taking on a lot of that stuff. And so having a space where you can go relax, decompress, really helps out with resiliency and nurse health and all those well-beings.
I can imagine. What was the study like about that?
So the study was having just a dedicated space on a hospital unit floor where the nurses can come and spend 30 minutes and they could do meditation, they could do relaxation therapy, music therapy, and different kinds of stuff like that, massage chairs and stuff like that, just to decompress and then get back to their unit. It kind of gives them a break from all the difficulties that they're facing.
That's awesome. That sounds super important.
Yeah. Self-care. It really comes down to self-care and being able to help that nurse manage the day, because sometimes you just have some days where, you know, you want to rip your hair out because it's so crazy. As you can see, I ripped all of mine out.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, burnout's a huge problem in the whole industry.
Absolutely. And so, you know, doing the research study, it's going to get this, they're starting to publish the results there. But, you know, they show that it does have an impact on retention of employment, on nurse engagement, like you said, burnout, all those things. It has a positive impact on the hospital. It saves thousands of dollars, you know, not having nurses turn over and keeping them in their role. So it's a great thing to have in the hospital. That's one of the projects that came to mind, really, with nurse engagement and happiness there.
I imagine there's like a lot of nurses listening to this wanting to know when their Zenden will be available.
Yeah, so I mean, we're actually expanding on that study. It started in one hospital, and we're going to try to expand that to multiple hospitals to get the results there as well, so we can implement and make sure there's a Zenden in every hospital that we have.
That is awesome. That sounds so cool. And then what's the other study? You said two.
There's also a study that was done, a pain clinic study, where it kind of talked about getting help for homeless people that are out on the street, getting services for them to help with readmission rates and kind of keeping them from getting back into the ED, you know, because if they don't have services to be provided, they're just going to come back to the ED, and it, you know, readmission rates don't really look great for the hospital. But it's also helping those patients that don't have services available. So we are doing research into that, how we could provide services for those patients, so they're able to get to a local clinic, or you know, create a program where they get to a local clinic where they could get services for first before, you know, they have, you know, an incident and they're back in the ED.
Right, right. That's a big part of Sentara's mission, right? Is not just helping people that are sick, but improving overall well-being, you know, for the entire community. All right. So, Jonathan, you've got this awesome background. You've done so many things. Mm-hmm. What would you say to somebody like starting in nursing? Mm-hmm. What kind of tips or what do you wish someone had told you when you were just first getting started?
There's really one of the things that I loved about nursing that I got into it was because there's so many avenues in nursing. But one thing that was, you know, not so big at the time was remote nursing positions and, you know, being able to work from home as a nurse. I never thought it was actually a possibility because you're normally at the bedside with the patient. So just letting them know there's different avenues and areas in nursing to explore, especially I know remote positions are newer for nurses, but, you know, giving them, letting them know about the opportunities in those spaces to work. I know we lose a lot of nurses to burnout sometimes from being in the hospital a lot, but that's one of the things that, you know, one of my passions that I wanted to accomplish as well was being able to spend some more time with the family, being able to travel more often, and still being able to work. And so that was a big thing for me to kind of move into that remote space as well. So kind of letting them know that there's positions out there where you could still contribute firsthand to your patients and outcomes, but also be remote.
What should somebody do if they heard you say, that and they're like, that's what I want? What's their next step?
Absolutely. It's advanced degree. So just making sure, you know, you continue. I started off as an RN with an associate's degree, got my bachelor's, my BSN, Now I'm working on my MSN. I'll probably go for my doctorate. It just keeps, as you grow in nursing and getting more degrees, it just opens up more doors and more doors.
And Sentara can help with those degree programs, right? If people are interested.
Absolutely. Sentara is a fantastic organization to work for because they have plenty of benefits. They have benefits with student loans and repaying back those student loans, but they also have Guild, which is a program that they find the school that you want, the program you want, and actually pay for some of that schooling. So it's great.
Awesome. Well, we are at time. I really appreciate you coming on, Jonathan.
Thank you, David. Pleasure to be here. And if you need me back, I'll be more than happy to.
Sentara, improving health every day.